have anything else you want to share with me about the play, either about the playground?
Me and my team won the Columbus Day Classic. We played 4 games, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. Last weekend, we won all 4 of them. And on Thursday, we have a parents versus kids, which I'm pretty sure the kids have been undefeated for all my years of playing soccer. Like, I don't know which one to do most. I like reading and helping my mom cook and bake, and I like helping my dad with work activities. So it's either indoor stuff with my mom or outdoor, mostly outdoor stuff with my dad. And I think that's gonna keep going.
You have this constant, and then within that, you can take any kind of disorder because there's always the order. That's why that some people say, you know, that for artists should have a very orderly life so that their work can be very disorderly. And it allows you to, you know, you can have a really messy desk, for instance, or a really messy studio if you can go home to something neat, or vice versa. So I think the way that teaching works over time is that the structure gives a kind of certainty to the day. And then within that, all kinds of things changed. And the other thing about teaching that I think it's a real advantage that things change, because you get to, it's like being in the middle of a river and understanding how the water is changing over time. You see the change in attitude, in people's relationship to technology, and people's interests in politics. You just get to feel it in a way. It's a real privilege to get to know it from a perspective of people between, say, 18 and 22. Whereas there are a lot of jobs where I think people are, once they don't have kids, they have no idea what people from 18 to 22 are thinking or doing or care about or don't care about. And that's a real privilege, I think, about teaching. The hardest thing about teaching is you sometimes feel like you've said everything before. And there's, you know, most of us only have so much to say. And so how do you keep from just feeling like you're doing the same thing over and over and over again? So much of what we do, so much of making anything or finishing anything or understanding anything is about repetition. And so, you know, you say some music, you know, is all about repetition, and that's because I think we all like repetition to a certain extent, and then we like repetition to be interrupted by variation.
I'm still the youngest one in my family. I've been all my life. I've been the youngest in my family. Like even like second cousins, regular cousins. I'm always at least 2 or 3 years behind the youngest one that's older than me. I kind of always need an older one on my side when we're playing. But I don't really. After a while, I don't really think I'll need it.
I think we like repetition. We just don't like repetition to the point of boredom and of disinterest. But I think you see it in art totally, in literature. And structure is a kind of repetition. I mean, we create structures to give something a kind of form, and within that form there's a certain amount of repetition.
I probably get in front of a screen every day. Like, either iPad, DS, or TV. It's just, I have that once a day. And since I was young, like, I haven't been that attached. when I was younger, but now I have my favorite TV shows and games, and but yeah, it's I normally get in front of a screen at least once every day. I think it puts me in more adventure because I watch a bunch of TV shows and play a lot of games. We're trying to get through and complete like levels, and it's just making me want to do that myself, and it makes me set goals.
In terms of teaching, you know, having this sort of repetitive, 40 years in a classroom with everything changing underneath you or beside you, is pretty amazing. Because the change, it's like I used the metaphor earlier of, you know, standing in a river and just letting the water roll by. When you get the same beautiful part of the river and all the advantages of that, but you also get this just stuff just comes to you. I start to say something and I think, have I told this class that, or did I tell a class last year that, or did I make a reference to this reading last week? Because you know, there are certain things that I return to in my mind, or analogies or metaphors, and you know, I just, there's only, you know, it's like somebody only has so many stories or so many jokes or so many songs, and so sometimes I wonder, am I coming back around to the beginning of the loop, and have I already done this? I'm never sure. And the deja vu comes in when I feel like I'm about ready to say something or to argue for something that I've already done. And then I wonder, is this the same audience? Or is this a different audience?